The books of British writer Roald Dahl seem made for the movies with their chocolate factories and giant peaches. This weekend, there's a new movie based on one of his stories, The Fantastic Mr. Fox. Film critic Kenneth Turan has our review.
Fantastic Mr. Fox goes to your head like too much champagne, which is what you'd expect with George Clooney and Meryl Streep voicing Mr. and Mrs. Fox, the ultra-sophisticated Nick and Nora Charles of the forest world. The film follows the plot of the Roald Dahl book, which is a battle of wits between the larcenous title character and the combined forces of Bogus, Bunce, and Bean. They're not a law firm, but three of the meanest, nastiest, ugliest farmers in Mr. Fox's part of the world. And the richest. Mr. Fox swore off robbing these three once he and Mrs. Fox became parents, but he still has the yen. Working with Kylie the Possum, an old partner in crime, Mr. Fox plans that film noir movie staple, one last job that will set him up for life. Mrs. Fox, not surprisingly, is not amused when she catches them in the act.
Another book party?
Oh, I didn't see you sitting in the dark over there. Yeah, no, actually, there's a fire. I just got the call. They said maybe it's arson. I got to interview the marshal and see what's...
Kylie, is he telling the truth? If what I think is happening, it better not be.
As written by director Wes Anderson and Noah Baumbach, Fantastic Mr. Fox has been made in the painstaking process known as stop-motion animation that has brought all kinds of things to life. Stop-motion allowed Anderson to create his own very specific environment, complete with animal puppets that had real fur and an autumnal palette that had no use for the color green. "I'm a wild animal and a husband and father," our hero declares, and this movie succeeds because of its ability to strike the right balance between those poles.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.